Title: Rebuild a Hoover Stab Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. All right, let's build one of those classic old school jungle Hoover stabs that feels huge and rude, but doesn't smash your master into the red. The big idea for today is simple. We're going to design a Hooverish source, make it move like a rave record, then resample it to audio and rebuild it as a playable sampled stab. That resampling step is the secret weapon. It gives you control over peaks, it makes the sound more sampler-like, and it stops you from endlessly piling effects on top of a synth until your mix bus is begging for mercy. And throughout the whole lesson, one rule: we keep headroom, not I'll turn it down later headroom. Real headroom from the beginning. Aim to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB while you build this. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'll pick 172, because it's a sweet spot for jungle and rolling DNB. Now make a few tracks. Create a MIDI track called Hoover Source. Create an audio track called Hoover Resample. And make two return tracks. Return A is short verb and return B is rave verb. Quick mindset shift before we touch sound design. Headroom starts at the MIDI clip, not at the mixer. If the stab is too long and it's constantly washing into the next hit, you can turn the fader down all day and it will still feel like it's clogging the mix. So we'll use envelopes to keep it punchy and short, like the old records. Step 1. Build a Hoover-style source, beginner safe. We're using Ableton's Drift as our source, not because it's the only way, but because it's simple and stable. And remember, we're going to sample it, so we don't need perfection here. We need character. On your Hoover source MIDI track, drop in Drift. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Set oscillator 2 to a saw wave as well. Now find Drift's unison or voices setting. Put it around 4 to 6 voices. Add a bit of detune. You're aiming for that angry chorus vibe, where it sounds wide and slightly out of control, but not so detuned that it turns to mush. Now add a low-pass filter in Drift and bring it down a bit, somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. We're intentionally not leaving it super bright yet, because brightness plus unison plus reverb is one of the fastest ways to lose headroom. Next, the amp envelope. We want a stab, not a pad. Set attack to basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain to 0. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now the first major headroom move. Add utility before any external effects and turn it down. Drop a utility at the start of the chain and set the gain to minus 12 dB. This is not optional. This is how you stop chorus and detune from slamming your level. If you skip this, your ears will trick you into thinking it sounds better just because it's louder, and then you're fighting clipping for the rest of the session. Now let's add movement. After Drift, add Chorus Ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Set the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Depth or amount around medium. Optional, but nice. Add auto filter after that. Set it to a 12 dB low pass, and park it somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. We can automate it later, but even a fixed setting helps the sound sit in an old-school mix. Step 2. Play a classic rave chord stab. Make a one-bar MIDI clip on the Hoover Source track. Place stabs on offbeats. If you want the classic jungle feel, try hits on 1.2, 1.3, and 1.4. Or a super classic variation is 1.2.3 and 1.4. For the chord, go minor. Try F minor, F ab, C. If you want extra tension, go F minor 7. F, ab, C, ib. Keep velocities consistent for now. We'll make it human later without messing up our gain staging. Step 3. Make it big without printing huge peaks. This is where a lot of beginners accidentally destroy headroom. They slap a massive reverb directly on the stab track and turn it up until it sounds epic. The problem is reverb adds energy everywhere, especially in the low mids, and it makes your peak levels unpredictable. So instead, we'll use return tracks. This is the old-school mindset too, dry punch plus controlled space. On return A, short verb, add hybrid reverb. Choose a room or plate. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Set predelay to around 10 to 25 milliseconds. And inside the reverb, or with an EQ after it, high pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. That keeps the space without muddying the kick and bass. Make sure the return is fully wet, because returns are for wet signal. On return B, reverb, add hybrid reverb again. Go plate or hall. Set decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Predelay around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Then EQ that reverb hard. High pass maybe 300 to 600 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. This makes the tail feel big but not fizzy, and it keeps it from wrestling your snare. Now on the Hoover Source track, turn up the sends just a bit. Send a somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Send B somewhere around minus 20 to minus 14 dB. And here's a coach tip. Watch your send meters, not just your track meter. Your dry track might look safe, but your return tracks can quietly clip. Keep the return peaks in the same general ballpark as the dry stab, not way louder. Step 4. Resample. This is the key step. We're going to print the sound to audio, and we're going to choose what we're printing. Here's the creative rule. Print the source plus movement effects, like chorus and filter, because that's part of the Hoover character. But keep big reverb separate so you can rebalance later without re-recording. On the Hoover resample audio track, set audio from to the Hoover source track. Arm the audio track for recording. Record 1 to 2 bars of your stab pattern. Now you've got audio. And audio is honest. It shows you the real peaks, it lets you crop precisely, and it gets you closer to that classic sampled rave workflow. Find your cleanest hit, or grab a couple hits if you want options. Crop the sample so it starts right on the transient. Then consolidate, so you have a tidy audio file to work with. Step 5. Turn it into a playable sampled stab using Sampler. Create a new MIDI track and name it Hoover Stab Sampler. Drag your cropped audio into Sampler. In Sampler, set it to classic mode. Turn warp off, because we want this to behave like a real one-shot sample. For trigger mode, gate tends to feel more stabby, because the note length matters. Trigger is more one-shot. Pick the one that matches how you want to perform it. Now set the amp envelope in Sampler. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain 0. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now tune it if needed. Use transpose so that when you play C, it's actually in tune with your project. This isn't mandatory, but it saves pain later when you start writing patterns. Step 6. Headroom Safe Processing Chain. Stock devices. On the Hoover Stab Sampler track, we'll do a clean chain that makes it aggressive without relying on a brick wall limiter. First device, utility. Start with minus 6 to minus 12 dB of gain. Be conservative. You can always turn it up later, but if you build loud, you'll end up designing with your eyes on the meters instead of your ears. Also, width control. If it's super wide and messy, try reducing width a bit, like 80 to 120% depending on the sound. More isn't always better. Clubs can be mono-ish, and a Hoover that disappears in mono is heartbreaking. Next, EQ8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Choose based on your bassline. In jungle, your sub and kick need the real estate, so the stab usually doesn't get to live down there. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz, because that range fights the snare crack and makes everything feel louder in a bad way. Only add top end with a gentle shelf if you truly need it. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then the most important part, output trim. Turn the output down so that when you bypass the saturator, the level stays roughly the same. This is how you actually hear what the saturation is doing, instead of just being tricked by loudness. Teacher note here, saturation before heavy dynamics is basically transient shaping in disguise. It rounds off spiky peaks so you don't need to slam a limiter later. Optional, blue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. Subtle. This is just to catch a bit of inconsistency, not to crush it. Then a limiter at the end. Just as a safety net, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Try to keep limiting to 1 or 2 dB on the loudest hits. If you're doing more than that, the sound will get smaller and flatter, and you're usually better off shortening the envelope or adjusting saturation. Golden rule, the stab should feel aggressive because of tone and envelope, not because it's clipping your master. Step 7. The old school trick, separate dry and tail. This is optional, but it's one of the most powerful ways to get that 1993 to 1996 vibe without making a mess. Duplicate your Sampler track. Track 1 is your dry stab. Keep it tight. Minimal reverb. Short envelope. Track 2 is your tail. This is where you can push the space. Add reverb here or send it harder to the reverb return. Then EQ it aggressively. High pass around 400 to 800 Hz. Yes, that high sometimes. The tail is not your low end. The tail is atmosphere. Turn the tail down so it's felt more than heard. And if you want to get extra authentic, automate the long reverb, send so only one stab every 4 or 8 hits throws into a big bloom. That's classic arrangement energy without constant clutter. Step 8. Placement and groove. jungle style. Hoover stabs are punctuation. They're not necessarily their every beat. Try a call and response with the breakbeat. Let the amen or think break speak, then answer it with a stab. Try a turnaround stab right before a section change, like the last eighth note before the drop. That quick hit can make a transition feel massive. Try tiny timing moves. Put the stab slightly after the snare transient, like 10 to 30 milliseconds late. That keeps the snare punch intact and the stab still feels huge, because it's not masking the transient. And for variation, don't instantly reach for automation. Use performance style control. In simpler, you can map velocity to slightly open a filter frequency and maybe slightly increase decay. Harder hits brighten and ring a touch longer, softer hits tuck away. That's old-school musical behavior without messing up your overall levels. Quick common mistakes to avoid before we wrap up.